Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. Oklahoma Representative to Congress from District 5, Kendra Horn, is the only Democratic member of Congress from Oklahoma. Recently, Horn voted with the Democrats to initiate an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. KRMG's Russell Mills talked to Horn about why she voted that way.
We are on with Congresswoman Kendra Horn, and you are District 5. You are basically Oklahoma City Metro, et cetera. Although there are some rural and some suburban areas in your district, but more importantly, you are Oklahoma's only federally elected Democrat in our federal delegation. And boy, there has been a lot going on in the last couple of weeks, and I know that you actually came out publicly talking a little bit about the impeachment, something which you've been kind of holding your fire.
Yeah, there is always a lot going on, and I think their attention gets paid to a lot of things. But last week was a pretty significant week in many respects, and the vote I took last week about the inquiry process was really one about process, ensuring a fair and transparent process as the investigation moves to the public phase, and ensuring that we have the chance to see all the facts before I have to make a decision about whatever comes next. But I think it's important for us to remember that protecting our systems and our laws and our role as Congress is really important.
And this week has been pretty busy, too. There have been a lot of developments with Mr. Sondland, changing his testimony. And I heard there was another change as well, and I forget who that was. We've announced today, Chairman Schiff announced that he's going to start public hearings. This seems to me kind of you asked for it. I wonder if our friends across the aisle, or across the aisle from you, I should say, are actually ready for what's coming next.
I think that's a good question. And I think that's one of the reasons that it's important for those of us that aren't on the committees to continue doing our work and working for things like prescription drug reform and addressing the cost of health care. And every moment something else happens. And that's why I think it's so dangerous for us to presume that we know what's on the other side of any of these investigations, because in our 24-hour news cycle in this world, and there things come out every few moments, and we can't keep up with it. And at the same time, just last week when all of this was happening, as a full House of Representatives, we passed some really important and strongly bipartisan legislation, including a bill that got over 400 votes. So let that sink in, more than 400 votes, that said we stood with united voice, both parties, that we supported sanctions against Turkey for their actions in Syria. And that's just scratching the surface. We also passed bipartisan legislation to start addressing the critical shortage of nurses across our country and so many other things, and helping our veterans. And that's one of the things that we're doing this week. It's a lot happening, and that's why I think it's important for us to be thoughtful about what we do.
And you're so right. There is so much my head spins. I mean, my job is to keep track of all this, not to the extent that you do, but as much as I can. And I find it hard to wrap my head around everything every day, because it is a constant tick, 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 and sometimes a drumbeat and sometimes a deluge of new stuff happening. But, and you mentioned this, and we talked about it before, you're not on any of the committees that are conducting the current inquiries.
No, I'm not.
Where you would come into it is if and when it does come an actual impeachment. Is it in form of a resolution? I think
what it would be if it comes to that would be articles of impeachment.
Articles.
That would be the questions that would be presented to us. And you're right, I'm not on any of the committees of jurisdiction. There are both Democrats and Republicans on all of the committees that have been conducting this. They have had access to be in the room for all of the witnesses and will continue to have that access throughout the public phase of this and have the ability under these rules to issue subpoenas if they need to. And that's why, for me, it's important. I don't know what they're going to come out with. As you said, it's hard enough for you to keep up with, and we're doing work of helping Oklahomans and fighting for important issues that impact the lives of people day in and day out. They're kitchen table issues that people feel. And in that process, getting ahead of any speculation about what's going to come out or what somebody's going to say or anything like that, it really puts us in a bind, and I don't think it's a good thing to do. That's why, I put my lawyer hat on, that training that respect the process, let everything unfold, and don't make decisions on incomplete information as much as you can. I don't make commitments to vote for or against any bill that's going to come before the House until I see and know what's in it. And then I'll decide how I'm going to vote. I feel the same way about this whole process. We have to do our job of oversight and investigation, and we have to do our jobs of legislating, and we've got jobs to do, including finishing appropriations to make sure we keep the government open and funded.
Mr. Mullen, our District 2 representative, called the impeachment inquiry, quote, Soviet style, and he was kind of aiming some of these comments directly at you. And I thought to myself, well, a Soviet style impeachment, that's like up against the wall and bullet to the head, right? I wasn't aware that they had that process in the former Soviet Union. I don't know what you might know about that. But I mean, you haven't really, other than the vote that you cast to continue an inquiry, haven't really been involved. Do you think this is more about re-election in 2020 and them trying to take that seat back than anything that's actually going on now?
Well, I think I'll leave that speculation of the why up to other people, but I agree with you about what that implies. And if we're concerned about anything involved with Russia, we should continue to be concerned, as I am, and have led the way as a co-chair of the Blue Dog Caucus on election security about the fact that we have clear evidence that Russia attempted to interfere in our elections and has since 2016 and plan to do so again, as well as other bad actors. So this process, the fundamental rules are basically the same as the rules that were set up under a Republican speaker and a Republican House majority. So although we may not all like every part of the process matters, and we have to ensure that people have their voices heard. And that is what I voted for, and that's what I'll continue to support, is making sure that everybody has an opportunity. And I'm going to keep talking about all of the other things that we're doing, because that matters to the people that stop me in the grocery store and say, I am trying to figure out how I'm going to get my insulin. And thank you for speaking up about this. Keep working on getting generic insulin medication. To the young woman that stopped me the other day and said, thank you, I'm a type 1 diabetic, and it is a struggle every single day. And we've got to remember that first and foremost, that's how we help people in our communities. Just like here in my office in Oklahoma City, we want to help people every single day. My staff here is working with seniors and veterans and people that need help. And that is what we should be doing and where I think our focus really should be.
So Without getting too much into, you know, the reelection stuff, yesterday's results proved somewhat interesting in Virginia and Kentucky, and even to a certain extent in Mississippi. And, you know, as a member of the Democratic caucus, I would think there may have been some chatter today about, that kind of looks good for us going into 2020.
You know what I took away from the results of last night is that people care that the same things I hear about here over and over again, education, health care, and jobs in the economy is what drove, I think, many of those election results. It wasn't about an us versus them. The message I hear over and over again, and that I heard in some of the remarks from the people that won those seats, was it's not about Republican or Democrat, it's about what are good ideas for our communities and what is going to help people day in and day out. And bottom line is that's our job. And if we've got good ideas and we can come to the table, we should do it. And it is the fact of the matter is I don't represent Democrats or just the people that voted for me. I represent every single person in Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District, and I'm proud to do that. That's why I have such a busy week packed with events, because I need to hear from people. And that's why we are taking time this week to really honor our veterans through, not just through words, but through actions, by hosting a veterans town hall, by reaching out to veterans, by making sure that we are showing up. You know, I have a number of veterans on my staff that day in and day out, we take calls. And some of them are calls that are heartbreaking, because we know that mental health and access to mental health services for our veterans is critical. And that is the way that we can make a difference in one person's life and the life of their family, and helping them get the resources they need. Because our commitment to our veterans and our commitment to our service members shouldn't end when their service does. It is an ongoing commitment, just like their commitment to our country.
So true. I had a chance to speak with the, the deputy administrator of the veterans. I'm not getting his title right, but he was just in town a couple of days ago. I had a really interesting chat with him. Okay, there's so many things I'd love to talk with you about, and one of them's PBMs, and we need to probably just devote an entire conversation to
Absolutely.
That topic. But there's one more thing I wanted, and I know you got to go here in a minute, but there's one more thing I did want to ask about, and that is we got this deadline coming up.
November 21st.
November 21st.
It looms large in my awareness. With the continuing resolution, absolutely. And that is one of the most critical things that we have to deal with.
I mean, because it's that ultimately Congress's main job, main reason, raison d'être, if you will, is paying the bills.
Exactly. It is fundamental to our job that we appropriate the funds so that our government can work. I walked in to this position in the middle of a shutdown, and fundamentally we should never, and both parties have done it, nobody's accepted, and it's unacceptable that it was ever thought to be okay for elected officials to use a shutdown as a political tool. It puts the burden on the backs of the working people who are just trying to serve their communities and serve the public. There are more ways than just one to serve. We have people right here in Oklahoma. The very first speech I gave on the House floor was about our air traffic controllers that are showing up every day to keep the traveling public safe. And because of that shutdown, they weren't getting paid, and yet we were asking them to show up and go to work. That should never happen. And it is our job to get that done. That's why I'm proud that the House passed all but two of its appropriations bills before June 30th, and why everyone needs to show up to the table, negotiate, and come to an agreement, because we have to keep the government open. On a continuing resolution, we are forcing government agencies to spend money on things that and programs that they no longer need, and we're not giving them critical funds for the things they do. And we all have to come together, regardless of anything else that's happening, to do that job. And I'm going to keep pushing my colleagues on both sides of the aisle and encouraging colleagues on both sides of the Hill to do just that.
Because it seems like maybe the Senate's the sticking point at this point.
You know, I think the Senate has been the sticking point on many things throughout this year. We've passed a lot of legislation that hasn't seen the light of day in the Senate. But yes, the very first funding bill that came out of the Senate last week, and the end of the fiscal year was September the 30th. So they did not pass one funding bill until almost a month after the new fiscal year started.
Whereas the House had all of their work done except for two bills in June, by the end of June.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So we are doing work, and that's the message I want people to know. We're doing work at home and working with people, and we're doing work up there. And we have to insist that we all show up. One of the good news pieces from this year is that there was a bipartisan budget agreement that was reached that avoided an 11% across the board cut that would have devastated our military and so many other things. But that wasn't the end of it. We should have stayed at the table and made sure that Senate and House leaders and negotiators and everybody stayed at the table to get the funding packages passed. We have got to stop relying on this idea that a continuing resolution is doing our job, and we have to actually show up and do the hard work of negotiating. And compromise and consensus, they're hard. And a lot of people don't want to do that right now, but that's the work of governing.
Okay, so, ballpark it for me. What do you think the chances are we're going to see something passed by November 21st? Because it's November 6th.
Yeah, it is. There's not a lot of time, but as you know, much like any high school or college student that has a deadline, nothing like pushing it till the last minute, right?
I was that guy.
Pulling an all-nighter the night before. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure many of us were. I may or may not have been right up on a deadline before myself. So I think that there is work being done now, but we have to continue to do it. And it's important that that myself and other people that I serve with are actually pushing this, and I know people are. I think there's a chance that we have to do another short-term continuing resolution to get it done, but I am adamantly opposed to this idea of a long-term continuing resolution. It's just not acceptable.
Let's pass a budget. All right.
Exactly.
Congresswoman Kendra Horn from Oklahoma's 5th, thank you so much. Anything else you want to chime out on before we wrap up?
Well, I want to thank you for your time and for giving me the chance to speak. And I just want to close in saying that this week is about honoring our veterans. We have a couple of town halls coming up, a veterans town hall on Saturday morning, and another town hall community conversation on Sunday afternoon. And just closing, I was saying we're here to serve. If you know someone that needs help with a federal issue that lives in the 5th District, or even if you're not sure, call our office. The number is 405-602-3074. We're here to help, and we'll connect you with information about our town hall and other events coming up, and be happy to answer questions.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for your time, and we will speak again soon. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. And yes, let's talk about PBMs more soon.
Yes, because that one is near and dear to my heart. We absolutely need to break that one down. So we'll do it.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you again.
Okay. Thanks, Russell. Bye. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Oklahoma Representative to Congress from District 5, Kendra Horn. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.